Previously on Algoa FM.
Firstly, the history of these two massacres is unknown 40 years on in South Africa. We are, you know, a group of these children and grandchildren who are suffering from transgenerational trauma. Now, personally for me, I was 10 months. So I was born in Lesotho from parents who were both ANC and Umkhonto SCs, were activists who were exiled in Lesotho. Mm-hmm. Same year, in December, when I was 10 months, then tragedy struck. And my father was one of those 42 victims. So 42 people were killed, assassinated by the then South African Defence Force.
Yeah.
And 30 were South Africans and 12 were Basotho nationals. So I have no recollection as Nomzam of what happened that night. I was an infant. However, as you know, this trauma is transmitted, right, from our parents to second generations and third generations. So after Lesotho, post the massacre, we were then scattered across other frontline states. We went to Mozambique, Zambia, and eventually we settled in Tanzania. And that's where I spent my formative years in Tanzania. Mm. Came back to South Africa. And again, you know, our history was told, I suppose, as children in a more palatable manner because we needed to be protected and insulated, right, from the trauma. Mm. So I don't recall in Tanzania my mother ever debriefing or talking about what happened in Maseru.
Yeah.
But also even our parents were never debriefed and taken for psychological and psychiatric evaluation post that, right?
Mm.
And that's the trauma that we've been living with, even in South Africa when we came back from exile. And I always say that even in South Africa, we were never debriefed. My mother has never sat down with me and tell me, Oguti, what happened that night. And the first time my recollection of hearing about the gory details of what happened was when our parents appeared before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yeah.
Now, we viewed our parents as heroes, you know, imbokodo, and seeing them for the first time, you know, narrating what happened, as they looked like zombies, right? So they were like on autopilot, but narrating what happened that night.
Yeah.
It just dismantled all that, what you call perception. We viewed them, we saw them as humans. Whenever government or the ANC feel like commemorating, we are never consulted, we are never engaged. And that's where the distortion comes from. And then we decided that, hey, we've seen what this has, with how the being silenced. You know, our parents were members of the ANC, so they subscribed to the, oh, high morale, high discipline, high morale, high discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are nonpartisan. So we felt, Uguti, this whole thing of being quiet, it really, really takes away from us memorializing our history. And then we then felt that we needed to take a stand and break this transgenerational trauma. Yeah, so 2022, we registered the organization, the entity, so that we then control the narrative.
So your story is being told using art. How are you doing this?
So in 2023, we then knocked at the doors of the Walter Sisulu University's Fine Art Department. We then said, listen, we need, you know, the concept of Sankofa, you know, taking back your history and using that in the now and going forward.
Mm.
And we felt, because we grew up in exile, that the most child-friendly way that our history, what was happening in South Africa, how it was told to us as children who were brought up in other African countries was through the arts and through our cultural ensembles, like the Amandla Cultural Ensemble, which was co-founded by Ndate Jonas Gwangwa, the Midu Art Ensemble, which was based in Botswana, and some of the members of that cultural ensemble, that art ensemble, were the likes of, again, Jonas Gwangwa, Hugh Masekela, Ndate Wally Sirute, so many of them, like Balega Mdeti, and then they were based in Botswana. So we then felt that formula worked, right, and how our history was told and were enthralled. I mean, painful as it was, but it ran stuck in our memory of what was happening back in South Africa. So we knocked at the doors of Walter Sisulu, we presented this idea and we got an immediate yay from the Fine Art Department. They assembled a group of young, their students from second year, third year and I suppose advanced diploma. We presented it to them. They raised their hands, I think 30 of them. So what we then did, we hosted art workshops. We had a curator, a very brilliant curator in the name of Uzodwa Tutani. We then, you know, presented the students with stories from the unsung and unheard, right? Stories from the victims, the survivors, who are predominantly based here in the Eastern Cape. And from there, of all that research, then the students then created artworks.
So you're talking about 2022-23. So this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, so this is 2023 to 2024. So it's 2 years in the making, right? Us doing all of this. Then we felt that those 2 years we needed then to give exposure to the young artists to go to Gauteng and exhibit, which was great, exhibit their work. Then we then, because of our financial constraints, it was difficult for us to bring it back home, which is the Eastern Cape. And why I say bring it back home, majority of the victims and survivors of both Maseru massacres are hail from the Eastern Cape. So whenever we went to Gauteng, it disadvantaged those families, right? Because we didn't have funds to transport them to Gauteng. Fortunately, this year, we got a call from the National Department of Arts and Culture to say, hey, we know we've heard your cries and we saw your, what you call your proposal that says, going forward, we need to bring back this exhibition to the Eastern Cape where it belongs, right? And it also makes sense that the students who made it all possible are based in the Eastern Cape, in the East London campus. Yeah. With these artworks, the big picture is to auction them, and from those proceeds, then the students will be able to get, we'll have a, what you call a 50% split between ourselves and the students, and that's our way as the NPO, as the Leru Naribatu Memorial Trust, to say thank you.
Students born in this century who had never heard of the two tragedies in the Mountain Kingdom 2 decades before they were born. They had to create artwork based on narrations, and they had to visualize everything into reality. How do they interpret these into these artworks? Do they have to listen to the stories? Do they have to, what did they get the inspiration?
So during the art workshop, so we spent a week with them. We provided them with material, audiovisual documentaries. We then collated some of the first-hand narratives from the survivors and families, right, of how the massacre affected them, particularly those who were in South Africa. And from survivors, the majority of survivors were in Lesotho, right? And they also were brought up, just like my story, they were brought up in exile. So we managed to get people talking via voice notes. So we used voice notes. We used, as I said, audiovisual. We also had newspaper clippings from 1982 and 1985. So we sat down with them. As I said, Uzodwa Tutani took them through, facilitated the whole process, being assisted by Mr. Sonwabi Songai, a fine arts lecturer at Walter Sisulu University.
College, yeah.
And then from there, we had question and answer sessions with them, and they were enthralled by it because they also said that this is the first time that they meet survivors, right? Because majority of the time when you talk about massacres, it's when people would go to grave sites, right? To lay wreaths, correct. So for them, this was a first of its kind. And again, all of them, this was the first time that they heard about the Maseru massacres, which is, I mean, it's something that's very common. From media interviews we've done, you know, people calling in on radio stations, they'd be like, this is the first time that we are hearing about the Maseru massacres, which really cuts deep because, as I mentioned earlier, there's so many prominent politicians, right, who survived, who were there, who studied in Lesotho, and they were there when it happened.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.